Well, one of the questions you asked is, what is the urgency? And Iowa State University, you know, I always say, we're a university, we do research. This last year, we just did our farm tenure survey. And I really feel like the results for Iowa probably aren't a lot different than, you know, what you'd find in Illinois or other Midwestern states. 35% of farmland is owned by people over the age of 75. Okay, 60% of farmland is owned by people over the age of 65. And then I like to talk about women. Did you know that 47% of farmland is owned by women? 13% of Iowa farmland is owned by women over the age of 80. Okay, so the moral on that is to be sure to be nice to grandma, right? But that is illustrating some of the urgency, and again, the fact that a lot of these people then haven't made any, they haven't talked in much younger years about succession and, you know, who else, and how you can pass it on. So many people are afraid that if they pass it on or give it away or to somebody in the family or help them, that they're going to have some terrible tax consequences. There's a lot of misinformation out there in the media. That's why you need to be building that professional team so that you find out the realities of what you can do for future generations in terms of giving them access to the land. So there are a lot of alternatives out there, but that's the urgency that we do see. And as I said, families need to be thinking ahead. If we want to bring in future generations and maybe at some point have a family farm operation that is supporting not just one household, but two or three households, how are we going to expand? And that might mean access to more land, but very often it means diversification. I got a dairy farmer up here in northeast Iowa that's just done amazing things with genomics and embryos and semen and things like that. And he's got neighbors that are just really hurting in the dairy industry. But this is something they started a number of years back, and a type of diversification in dairy. Or, you know, do you do a value-added operation? What other kinds of things can you do? But as Dave said, that's the urgency. With our communities, I'm saying aging population of farmers and farmland owners. We just really need to be talking about those things. But, you know, bottom line, at times I'll say, talk to your legislators and saying, what are you doing here in, you know, the state of Iowa? Because actually, you know, the state of Iowa has had some really good beginning farmer programs, not getting as much support as they used to. Need to talk to legislators. But if you're from Illinois, you know, other states, talk to your legislators and saying, what are you doing to encourage bringing, what kinds of incentives to bring in future generations onto the farm? What are you doing for people like Kate?
So I think the urgency is because we have an aging farm population and we have an increased consolidation. So the urgency is that we're going to reverse this tide. It's got to be now. Then the question is why? Why do we care? And I believe that it has a lot to do with being caretakers of the land. I think that the more heads in the game that we have taking care of the land, the better the land will be taken care of. Not to say that a large farmer can take good care of the land. I'm not trying to say that they can't. But I'm meaning that the more people, the more heads we have in the game, the more people we have thinking about these problems. I mean, the climate is changing. And we have to do things to take care of our resources that we have. So I think that a lot of it comes back to climate change. It comes back to rural communities. And then the question is, really, it's if we don't do something, it's a huge lost opportunity. With more rural communities can come good education. It can come having opportunities for people to be in nature. All sorts of things can happen when we choose to revitalize these communities. I think that the way we do it may not be the same way that it was originally done necessarily, but I think that and we as consumers and farmers obviously can work together to make that happen. But I also think that it's going to take both large and small farmers. It's not like we're going to have 10-acre vegetable farms all across Iowa. It's just not realistic. We need those larger farmers doing different practices to care for the land as well. So I think it's things like, with the larger farms, it's things like cover crop and looking into other different types of cropping and things like that. And with the small farms, it's thinking about ways to engage with our communities. And it's not just, if you talk to people, a lot of people don't farm because they want to make money. They farm because they want to be outside and care for the land. And I think that we have a huge opportunity if we have bring more farmers to the land to have the land better taken care of.
I would have to say it's communities. The rural fabric of Iowa is slowly being unwoven. As the lady up here at work on her Afghan or whatever, she would tell you, if someone is pulling those strings and ripping that fabric apart, that's what I see in small rural towns. They aren't necessarily supporting the families that they could be attracting. And I'll tell community groups when I speak to them, if you're not attracting young people, you're a dying community. And they don't want to hear that. Well, we've got economic development. But how often have you attracted young people to be out on the farm, to be surrounding that community? You know, that's what that community started as a place that young families that came across the United States and settled in. That's how they built those communities. So I think the big winners could be the rural communities. Some say, well, we don't need the rural communities. And yet they hate it when these schools close up, when the businesses close up. Well, there's not enough people there because they haven't attracted more young people. So I have to put a shout out to the government. USDA wants programs. They have rural development programs. They have loan programs for beginning farmers, the micro loan. The state of Iowa has some great programs to encourage this. So look to the government. University is part of the government. So we're here to serve the public, to help them make better decisions.